America Weekend.
Are you in or out? You got 5 seconds to give me an answer.
5 seconds? When does that start?
What do you mean?
Well, can the 5 seconds start tonight so I get the night to think about it?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with Christina Staffo. We continue our conversation with Andrew Dice Clay.
People say, oh, it's so offensive.
No, it's not.
It's funny. You're talking about everyday life things that affect everybody. We all think about it, and you're not hurting anybody. That's what I always liked about what your comedy is.
Yeah, see, like, my thing isn't talking about, like, disasters and when things happen.
Right.
A lot of comics, the minute there's a disaster and people are killed, they, you know, I never understood that when they go on stage and they make fun of that, because I'm going, if they go on TV and do that, it affects thousands of family members.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
It sure does.
People. Yep. You know, so I always stayed away from that. I'm more into, you know, dealing with human behavior and couples, married, living together, almost like a comedic psychologist.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm in the crowd telling this guy the other night who's married 40 years.
Wow.
You know, and I fell on a chair when he told me that, and I just looked at him and I go, what are you trying to prove? You know,
right?
Yeah, like, what's the win? You know, but yeah, I make it sound bad. You know, I'm not going to talk about the love of them and the family they raised and the moments they've had through all the years and the weaving of a family together. I'm talking about, you know, if you're not banging her, why is she even there? That's my logic on stage.
Right.
That's all it comes down to.
He hasn't seen anything since Ford was president. I mean, that's, you know, you got to talk about these things.
But
Jesus.
It's funny. And
right,
I talk
exactly.
About how you're at an age where you're falling apart, you know, and you look at the back of your ass in the mirror and it looks like a basset hound's neck, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm really tearing myself apart.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
and I'll
great.
Point that. I go, oh, you want to see my new thing? You know, and I point, like, the gray hairs in my eyebrows.
Yeah.
I go, so now I got to dye the eyebrows out? You know.
So when you know things are getting bad.
Yeah.
And you look down your underwear and it looks like Santa's beard.
Oh, no.
You know, come on. What's
come
happening
on.
Here?
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, I don't know how old you are, honey, or him. But, you know, he knows what I'm talking
30,
about.
She's in her 30s. I'm in my 40s. Trust me, my friend. I am catching up to you very, very quickly.
Yeah, see, if you were in the audience and I said, you're 40 years old, I go, well, you know, stuff's starting to fall off.
Yes. And you're talking about the eyebrows. You get those gray things in your eyebrow, you need a freaking weed whacker to pull them out of your head, and they snap.
I got more hair growing out of my ears than I do on the
right.
top of my
and
head.
You can't catch up with it.
And I used to have a giant pompadour. I mean, I still got some hair. But
yeah.
Not like I did.
Right.
And you go, why does this have to happen?
See?
You know, man.
See, you got to laugh at it.
That's right.
We got hair growing out of holes we never thought hair could grow out of. And now, you know.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Right.
You know, my chick could swing from the nose hairs hanging out of my nose. But like Tarzan and Jane. You know, like, what is that?
Wow.
Come on. Go
oh,
to the
my
head,
God.
The top of the head. That's where I need it.
Hey, you know, I got to mention this, too. It says you're getting ready to start the Monster Energy Outbreak Comedy Tour Saturday, May 7th. Tell us a little about that.
Well, you know, I'm excited to go on tour again. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing a small tour, and Monster is sponsoring me, which is very exciting. I never really used to have sponsors, so... But now people want to get behind it. And, you know, like I said, I'm doing a tour. It's like 1,500-seat theaters. And then in July, I'm going into like 5,000-seat theaters. It's like crazy. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the thing I did on Jimmy Fallon, just my son said it best. He goes, in a day and age where everything's been said and done and you can't shock people, he goes, you still manage to cross that line.
Yeah.
And shock
yeah,
people.
Sure.
And the Fallon shot was unreal because, you know, over 500,000 people have, you know, went to look at it already. Just, you know, he's got 18 million homes watching. So I really wanted to affect them. But now just on the, you know, where people going to look at the site.
It lives on YouTube, you know, forever now. That's right. Yeah.
It's over half a million people.
Suffice it to say, he is back.
All right, he is back.
Check out the Showtime series Dice. For complete tour dates of the Monster Energy Outbreak Comedy Tour, visit andrewdiceclay.com/events. You can follow the man on Twitter at TheRealDiceClay. Thank you.
And I'm also supposed to say with the band, because their album's coming out, to look at them.
Go ahead.
At Still Rebel, the band.
Very nice.
You know?
Okay.
And it's just an exciting time, and you know, I thank you guys for taking the time to talk to me.
I tell you what, you were great.
You are great.
We've had a lot of comedians on. Jay Moore, we had Adam Carolla. You are a lot of fun. I tell you what.
Yeah, I'm going to do Jay Moore's podcast.
Oh, really? That's right.
Jay's a great guy. I'm taking Joey Coco Diaz
to San Francisco with me. The shows are going to be great.
Very nice.
Exciting.
Awesome.
We look forward to it. Andrew Dice Clay, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Who likes to negotiate? Not most people. It's stressful.
Joel Peterson, past CEO of Trammell Crow, the world's largest private real estate developer, says successful negotiations are about win-win.
I've negotiated billions of dollars worth of transactions over 30-some years. I try to get to the point where I understand what the other party wants and am able to say it to them in a way that they relax. And they say, this guy, he's able to say better than I am what I want. That's a very disarming position. So if you're getting bowled over by somebody, you're feeling crushed, it's because you have not done your homework. You've allowed them to do that.
Get what you want and help people get what they want.
Do your homework for big success. Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New York State may be first in the nation to come to grips with texting behind the wheel. You could be asked to textilize.
Huh? Textilize.
Not breathalyze. Textilize.
Plugs into your phone instead of your mouth.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Open road carnage has led ABM to block all texts from our phones. We are for liberty. We are against big government intrusion, but we might give a nod of approval to New York State. The Textilizer works like a breathalyzer, only it plugs into your phone instead of your mouth. Textilizer, made by a company called Cell Bright, rats out any texting done during a crash. The Textilizer, too invasive, not invasive enough, or the right idea at the right time. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.